Case Closed, Crime Stories from the Golden Age of Radio.
Golly, Jerry, what was that?
That was me, lady.
Who's you?
Freeze, mister. Don't turn around and don't move a muscle. Because if you even breathe, I'll blow you right through the wall.
Mr. and Mrs. North, starring Joseph Curtin and Alice Frost. Listen as Pam and Jerry solve the mystery, Death in the Dark.
While the Norths are peacefully asleep in their Greenwich Village apartment, two men are working feverishly in a warehouse on the east side just before dawn. One of them holds a flashlight, while the other applies a large metal bar to the hinges of a heavy black safe.
Coming, kid. You'll be popping in a minute.
Need any help?
No, I can make it all by myself. There she goes. Now give me that can opener. It'll spring her good.
It won't take much longer, will it, Lenny? I mean...
Take it easy, kid. Can't rush this kind of a job. Put some of those tools away if you want to keep your hands busy. I'll be through in about 10 seconds.
Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
I thought I heard somebody coming.
But being so jumpy, that was me.
No, it wasn't. It's the watchman. He's coming.
Quick, douse the light. I'll get over by that door and smack him as he comes in. Got a belly, ain't you?
Yeah.
I'll give it to him good. Watch it now. He's coming.
Who's in there? Come on, answer me. Who's in there? I'm warning you now. If there's anybody in here, I'm gonna...
Oh. Okay, kid. Now we have to work fast. Get this box out of here and take it down to the car. There's dough in it.
What about him?
Never mind the watchman. Just do like I tell you. Get the dough out. I'll clean up around here and meet you downstairs in 5 minutes.
Okay, okay. I'll be waiting for you in the car.
Yeah, sure. The little punk. Never take him on a job again.
Oh, my head.
Stay where you are, mister. Keep your mouth shut. I don't like watchmen.
You were in here all the time.
I said to keep your mouth shut.
You won't get away with this. You won't get out of here alive.
I won't, huh? I'll get out of here alive, all right. Only you're going out in a basket.
Homicide, Lieutenant Wigand speaking. No, not yet, Sarge. Oh, not a thing. Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. North are in my office. Okay, I'll get back to you later. That murder last night has got the whole department in an uproar.
That watchman's murder on the east side?
Mm-hmm. They dropped it in my lap at about 6 o'clock this morning, and I haven't been able to come up with a thing except this.
Well, what's that, Bill?
The murder weapon. The guy that cracked that safe last night used this on the watchman and then forgot to take it with him.
What is it, Bill? A sash weight?
No, it's part of a sectional jimmy.
What in the world is a sectional jimmy?
Well, haven't you ever seen one?
Oh.
It's a tool that's made for burglars. It's like a crowbar, only it splits up into 3 sections so it can be carried in a grip without being seen.
Huh. I never knew there were tools that were specially made for burglars.
Oh, there's plenty of them. And they aren't easy to come by, either. This one was made by a pro.
Do you know who made it?
Well, Pam, I'm not sure, but I got a pretty good idea. It's got the same markings and workmanship as a jimmy we picked up about 2 years ago. Belonged to a thug named Newsle.
A safecracker?
One of the best.
Well, then that should make things easy, Bill. If you know who made this jimmy, all you have to do is arrest him, and you got the murderer.
Well, it isn't as easy as that, Pam. The man who made this jimmy didn't rob that safe last night.
How do you know?
Because I sent him to jail about 6 months ago.
Well, then he's gotten out. That's it, Bill. This Newsle man has broken out of prison.
He couldn't have, Pam.
Why not?
Because I sent him up for murder. He was electrocuted the day before yesterday.
Get away from that window, kid, and sit down, will you? I want to pay you off and send you home to your mother.
I ain't got no mother, you know that, lad.
A joke. I was making a joke. What's the matter with you, kid? You've got no sense of humor?
Well, I don't know anymore. After what happened last night,
I forget it, will you? It's all over.
It's not all over for me, Lenny. Don't you understand? He's dead. The guy's dead. He won't walk no more. He won't speak to anybody. He won't ever see his family again.
How do you know he's got one?
I read it in the paper. He's got a sister. He's got two kids.
Oh, no, will you shut up? I'm sick and tired of you whining all the time.
I can't help it, Lenny. I can't help thinking about him. Poor old guy. I keep seeing him lying there. I can still hear him moaning when he went down.
Why did you hit him so hard?
I didn't. I just tapped him on the side of the head like I showed you this afternoon.
Okay. That was some tap. Paper says skull was broken in two places.
But I didn't do it, honest, Lenny. You know I wouldn't kill anybody. I just wanted to be a big shot, go along with you on a big job. I didn't want to kill anybody.
Frank, you get off that one note and start picking up your money. You got $600 coming to you.
I don't want it. Don't you see? I'd go crazy if I had that. No, I'd give myself up.
Cut it out, Frankie.
Give myself up? Yeah, that's what I do. What are you doing?
You've got to behave, kid.
No, no more. Please, no more.
All right, then. Hang on to yourself. You start cracking up, we'll both be in the soup.
I'm sorry, Lenny.
You ought to be. Remember, next time you start losing your head, I'll knock it right off.
Darling, you do know where you're taking us, I presume?
Why, of course, Jerry. I got the address of Bill.
Whose address?
Mrs. Musil's.
And who is Mrs. Musil?
Don't you remember, dear? The man who made that sectional Jimmy.
Hmm? He's Mrs. Musil?
No, dear. He's the one who went to the electric chair. Mrs. Musil is his widow.
And what do you expect to find out from her?
Oh, whatever we can, if she's willing to talk. And if she's real talky, she might tell us something about that Jimmy that was used last night.
How would she know?
Well, her husband made it, didn't he? Maybe she knows who he sold it to.
Say, that's an idea. Only I doubt if Mrs. Newsel will do any talking to people like us.
Oh, we don't have to be like us. We can be two other people.
Who?
Two thugs from Detroit. We're safecrackers. And we need a new set of tools.
Oh, so naturally we went to her.
Naturally. Come on, Jerry. We're in the market for a sectional Jimmy. All right, dear, that's enough ringing. If anybody's home, they certainly will...
Yeah? What is it?
Mrs. Nozel?
Who wants to know? You an insurance man?
Oh, me? That's a good one.
Yeah.
Tell her who I am, Sadie.
Tell her yourself. It was your idea coming here.
Coming here for what?
Look, honey, my name is Fegan. Muggsy Fegan. This is my tomato.
Pleased to meet you.
What do you want?
Well, ain't you gonna leave us in or something? Your husband's an old buddy of mine. We've done time together.
My husband is dead.
Yeah, I know. We heard the sad news yesterday.
And it happened so sudden. We didn't get a chance to send flowers.
What do you want, mister?
We just done a hot job in Detroit, and we had to pull out fast. So we dropped our can openers in the ditch.
What's that got to do with me?
Well, we can't do nothing without no can opener, so we thought you might fix us up.
Are you kidding? I don't handle any of that stuff.
Don't you even have a couple of odds and ends lying around the house?
Not a thing. I got rid of all my husband's junk a year ago.
Where? Who'd you sell it to?
Nobody.
You must have sold it someplace, because one of them sectional Jimmies was used on a job last night.
Yeah, that warehouse job.
On the east side? Where that watchman was killed?
That's right. The police found a hunk of that Jimmy right next to the body.
How do you know?
We get around.
Well, start getting. You know too much for me.
Now, wait a second, honey. The police get around too, you know. And if you ain't gonna be friendly about this, I might just take a notion to call him
up.
Beat
it.
Oh, look, baby, I gotta know where we can find
him. Beat it, I said.
Well, I didn't know you was gonna say it with a gun. Come on, Sadie.
Yeah.
We'll get that Jimmy in the 5 and 10.
Yeah?
Hello? Lenny?
Who's this?
What are you so careful about? This is an old pal of yours, Flo Newsom.
Well, how are you, Flo?
Crying my eyes out.
On account of the old man frying?
Kind of you never get around to see me anymore, Lenny.
Well, I've been kind of busy lately.
So I heard. I understand you were kind of busy last night. on the east side.
Hmm?
I want to see you, Lenny. When you coming over?
What did you say about last night?
You want me to talk about it on the phone?
Well, no.
Then when are you coming over?
Right away. So you think I'm in trouble, huh?
Well, what do you think, Lenny? Did you ever hear of a guy named Muggsy Feegan?
Nope.
Neither did I. That guy was a phony if I ever saw one. And so was that dame.
Well, what are you worried about? They can't prove nothing about that Jimmy.
They can prove my husband made it. And if they start snooping around, they might find out I gave it to you.
Who's going to tell them? You?
I might.
You wouldn't do a thing like that, honey. After all, I'm an old flame of yours.
You're an old flame of a lot of people.
But you're the only one that counts, baby.
Sure. I count up to about $5,000, Lenny.
What are you talking about?
$5,000. That's what I want to keep my mouth shut.
Your mouth can be shut for a lot less than that, baby.
Is that a threat or a promise?
How do you want to take it?
In cash.
I'm not talking about the money. I'm talking about you. If you don't watch your step, there'll be another funeral in the family.
I think you're bluffing, Lenny.
I'm not bluffing. You're asking for the moon.
And you're going to pay it. This ain't just a safe-cracking job, Lenny. There's a murder rap that goes with it.
Not for me, there ain't. The kid done the murder.
I still say $5,000. By tomorrow morning, or the phones start ringing.
Okay, baby. You'll get it. You'll get just what you're looking for.
Homicide, Lieutenant Wigand speaking.
Hello, Bill. This is us. We're in a phone booth uptown.
Both of you?
Pam, you're all over my shoe.
Are you there, Bill?
Yes, ready and waiting.
Well, you won't have to wait much longer. We practically got the case all solved.
Fine, fine. Where do I send the wagon?
Oh, now, don't be facetious, Bill. You remember that Mrs. Newsom?
Yes, roughly.
Well, we've been watching her apartment ever since we were over there this afternoon.
Get to the point, dear.
This is the point, Jerry.
What is the point?
That we were watching her apartment. Oh, and about a half hour ago, a big thug went in there and came out again.
He stayed about 20 minutes, Bill.
Jerry, please.
And when he came out, he was plenty mad.
But that isn't all, Bill. We followed him back to his apartment.
And?
Well, there isn't any and yet. We called because we didn't know what to do.
I'll tell you what to do. Go home.
Oh, now, Bill.
You're wasting your time, Pam. Just because you happen to see a thug go into somebody's apartment is no
reason. But it wasn't just somebody's apartment. It was hers. And if this thug is the one who used her crowbar...
Jimmy.
Well, what difference does it make as long as we know his name?
It's Gorman, Bill. Lenny Gorman. That mean anything to you?
No, but I'll check on it.
Well, you don't sound very excited, Bill.
Well, frankly, Pam, I'm not turning handsprings.
All right. All right, if that's the way you feel about our leads, we just won't call you anymore.
Oh, well, now, Pam, I...
Goodbye,
I,
Bill.
Pam! Pam! I... Oh.
Who is it?
Me, Lenny. Frank.
Wait a second. Okay, kid. Come on in.
What'd you call me for, Lenny? What's up?
Sit down, kid.
Well, what is it? Something's wrong, isn't there? They got a lead on us. They found out about something.
Will you sit down? I'll tell you all about it.
Well, go ahead and tell me. What are you waiting for?
For you to calm down. Now, listen, kid. I know how you feel about what happened last night. If I was in your spot, I'd be the same way. It's a rough deal killing a man.
What do you mean?
Homicide. It's a rough deal. When you're young like you, you got a chance of beating a larceny rap, but all kinds of angles. Not with murder. They give you the seat for that, whether you're young or old.
Lenny, what are you doing to me? What are you trying to tell me?
I'm trying to give it to you gradual, kid, so you'll understand what I'm driving at. You got work to do.
Work? You want me for another job?
Something like that.
I won't do it. I'm all through to you here. I won't do
it. You'll have to do this job, kid, whether you want to or not. Unless you're ready to go to the chair.
Why? What's happened?
Somebody found out about you. Somebody that feels like talking to the cops.
Who?
A dame. Besides me, she's the only one in the world that knows you killed that watchman. You gotta take care of her before it's too late.
I don't get you. Take care of her how?
Show you how. With a brand new 45.
Lenny, you're just kidding, ain't you? You don't really want me to kill somebody?
You gotta kill this dame. She wants $1 million for keeping her mouth shut, and you can't pay it. Don't you get me? She'll tip the cops.
Why? What's she got against me?
Nothing. That's just it. Nothing. If you don't cough up $5,000, she sends you to the chair, just like that.
I don't care. I don't care.
Do you know what it's like, Frankie, when you're up there in the death house, I mean? You think you got it bad now. Wait till they start getting you ready for that chair.
Getting you ready?
Sure. They gotta get you ready, kid. They gotta shave your head and the hair in your legs. While they're doing it, there's a priest in your cell saying prayers.
I don't want a priest.
You will then, Frankie. You'll want a priest then more than ever. Because you'll know what you're going into. You'll know that there's something waiting for you at the end of that hall. And once you sit down in that, you're never going to get up again. You're never going to see nobody. You're never going to even breathe except that one last time when they give you the juice and it squeezes out of you. It hits you like a bomb, kid. If you wasn't strapped in that chair, well, you'd bounce all over the place. Is that what you want, Frankie? Is that what you want to go through?
No, no.
All right, then. Take this gun and do like I tell you.
Well, don't blame it on me, Jerry. Blame it on Bill. If he had had the decency to come over here when we called him, we wouldn't have to be doing this.
Well, we don't have to do it anyhow, Pam. After all, there's nobody forcing us to sneak into Lenny's apartment. Well, I've got this window practically open now. Yeah, there she comes. Do you want to go first, or shall I?
I'll go, dear. Just give me a boost.
Right. This enough?
Fine. I can make it now. Can you?
I don't know why not. Yeah, there we are.
Why, I can't see in here.
Yeah, here, take my leather.
Thanks, darling.
See anything now?
Not very much. Is this the living room or the bedroom?
Yeah, I think it's both.
Well, you look through the dresser, Jerry.
All right.
I'm going to try that closet. If this Lenny man robbed that safe last night, maybe we'll find the money.
Well, I haven't found any money yet. All I see in here is winter underwear.
Well, the closet's practically empty. No. No, it isn't. Jerry, come here.
I found something?
I'll say I found something. Look at this.
What is it?
Don't you see what it is? It's the other two pieces of that sectional Jimmy. Now, if we can only prove that they all fit together... Oh, guys, what was that?
That was me, lady.
Who? Oh.
Don't turn around. Just stay right where you are and don't move. Because if you even breathe, I'll blow you right through the wall.
Come in, kid. Come on in.
Thanks.
So Lenny didn't come with the money himself. He sent you.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, it's a lucky thing he sent it with somebody, because I wasn't bluffing.
No, ma'am.
All right, son, where is it? Let me count it.
Yes, ma'am, I got it right here in my pocket.
Well, give it to me. Don't stand there. Put that gun down.
I can't. I gotta do it.
Don't be a sap, kid. If he told you...
No, don't come any nearer. I gotta do it.
You don't? There ain't a reason in the world...
Please, don't say no more. Please, I don't want to hear you. I don't want to know you.
But you just can't kill...
No, no more. If you say another word...
Stop it, kid. Don't cry. Ah!
Hey, what's the idea of frisking us, Lenny? We ain't got no guns.
Well, I'm just making sure, mister. When I find somebody going through my apartment, I like to be careful. Now, what's the idea?
No idea. We just blew in from Detroit, and we're looking for some burglar tools.
In my closet? Come on, open up, sister. Ain't you the two phonies that was over to see Mrs. Newsel?
Phonies? And you never heard of Muggsy Fegan?
Look, wise guy, ain't got time for fooling around. Who are you? What's your racket?
I'm telling you, safe cracking.
Okay, you asked for it. Now come with me.
Where are we going?
Come with me, I said. I'll tell you all about it.
Jerry's gonna take us for a ride.
No talking, see? Just open that front door and get a move on.
Okay, okay, we're moving.
Then move. Straight down the hall and out the back.
Just a minute, Lenny.
Huh?
Here, I'll take that gun for you. Stay where you are, Lenny. I'm a police officer.
Bill, how'd you get here?
You told me where you were, didn't you? I pay attention to phone calls.
But you weren't going to pay...
Well, I happened to look up Lenny Gorman's record, and it interested me. Especially the part about safe cracking.
What are you talking about? You ain't got nothing on me.
Well, we have. Bill, he's got the other parts of that sectional Jimmy right in his closet.
You're a cuckoo.
Take it easy, Lenny. Mrs. Newsel might be able to give us some information about that.
Yeah? I don't think Mrs. Newsel will do any talking.
Well, we'll see about that. Come along, all of you. I sent some of my men over to her apartment, and I want to find out what they picked up. Ah, now, easy now. Just try to take it easy, Mrs. Newsel.
I'll get the doctor, Bill.
No, wait. The doctor's busy with that Frankie kid.
Golly, what happened in here?
That's what I'd like to know.
You! You're the one that made him do it. You sent him here to kill me.
Who?
That Sherman kid, Frankie Sherman. He had the gun right up against me.
No, Mrs. Newsom. You got to get hold of yourself.
Can't help it. Was so close, I thought I was dead.
Well, what happened?
The cops. They got him in the shoulder before he could pull the trigger. There was one of them at the door and another one on the fire escape.
Riley, Haynes, where are you?
In here with the kid. You want me, Lieutenant?
No, stay where you are. I'll be in a second.
Well, we were just coming out anyway. The kid's going to be okay.
Good.
Yeah, I'm going to be fine. Why don't you finish me off and be done with it?
Watch what you say, kid. They'll use it against you.
What do I care? They got enough against me now to put me in the
electric. Shut up, you sap.
Quiet, you. Let the kid talk.
What do you want me to say? I tried to kill her and I couldn't make it.
Why, Frankie? Why did you try to kill Mrs. Newsom?
Don't answer that. You got a right to have a lawyer.
Keep out of this, Lenny. He can have a lawyer anytime he wants one.
What good is a lawyer? He can't do nothing for me, not where it hurts inside. Look, I killed a man. There ain't a lawyer in the world that can make him live again.
You killed him?
Last night in the warehouse, I killed a watchman.
Frankie!
He was coming in while we were cracking the safe, and I hit him with a blackjack.
Well, I didn't have nothing to do with it. I wasn't anywhere near him.
Weren't you?
No, I was standing over by the safe. He's the one that killed him.
You better study up on your law, Lenny.
What are you talking about? You can't pull me in on a murder rap. I didn't even touch him.
I'm not so sure about that, Lenny. What happened after Frankie killed the watchman?
Well, nothing happened. We just grabbed the dough and beat it.
Wait a second, Lenny. We didn't grab the dough. I took it down to the car myself. You came down later.
I thought so.
Who cares what you think?
I do, Lenny, because I've been thinking the same thing myself. Now, according to the autopsy report, that watchman was killed with a heavy bar of steel, part of a sectional jimmy, not with an ordinary blackjack.
Not with a blackjack? You mean
I mean he was struck several times, heavy blows with a big steel bar.
But I only hit him once. I only hit him on the side of the head. Lenny.
What do you want?
You did it, Lenny. You killed him yourself after I was out of there. You killed him and you made me think I did it.
Go on, you're crazy.
You did. You killed him. You almost got me to kill her.
Look out,
you... I won't look out, you lousy dog.
Hey, stop it, kid. Stop it.
Now, let me go. Let me choke the life out of him.
Hands off, I said. You don't have to get even with him, Frankie. The state will get even for you.
Say, Pam.
Yes, dear?
Whatever happened to that piggy bank I had up here on my dresser?
Piggy bank?
Now, you know I've been dropping quarters and halves into that thing for a long time.
Well, when did you miss it, Jerry?
Right after we got finished with all that safe-cracking business last night.
Oh.
Say, you didn't happen to get an idea and break into it, did you?
Well, as a matter of fact, Jerry, when the laundry man came this morning...
Oh, I see.
But I was going to put the money back, dear.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I hid the bank. I didn't want you to discover it.
Say no more, darling. I understand everything, except for one point.
What?
Well, that piggy bank doesn't open until the whole thing's full. How in the world did you get the money out?
Oh, that was easy, Jerry. I used the sectional jimmy.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.
Hello. I hope I haven't kept you waiting. Yes, this is the Crime Club. I'm the librarian. Death never doubles. Yes, we have that story for you. Come right over. Here. Good. Take the easy chair by the window. Comfortable? The manuscript is on this shelf. Here it is. Death Never Doubles. The very exciting story of a past present that had no future. Let's look at it under the reading lamp. It was early evening, and Peter Woods, a young lawyer, was in his apartment getting dressed for his appointment with Hilda Ryan, his fiancée. He was not expecting a phone call, but when it came, he answered it as if it meant nothing at all. Then, 5 minutes and countless palpitations later...
Oh, sure, Mr. Jackson. Don't worry, Mr. Jackson, I'll be there. Yes, I know, not later than 7:45. Yes, I got the address. 1052 West 52nd Street. All right, Mr. Jackson. Thanks very much. Bye. Wow. Oh, boy, I'm lucky. I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day. Oh.
Hello?
Hilda, honey.
Yes?
Oh, my sugar-coated Cupid doll. Guess what?
You're going to be late again. You're drunk.
I'm delirious. I just fell into a pot of gold.
Did you say gold?
Uh-huh. Mr. Jackson just phoned me. Steve Jackson.
Who's he?
Well, I don't know. But he's going to do a big operation and he needs a lawyer. He promised me $5,000.
Who recommended him to you?
Nobody. Just picked my name right out of the phone book.
Uh-huh.
Well, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing.
Now, you know I've gotten several clients that way.
Did they pay you $5,000 fees?
Oh, Hilda, now look, I know it's a lot, but it isn't fantastic. After all...
Yes, honey. After all, he may be a nut with a bolt loose.
He sounded perfectly all right to me.
So do you, when you're not listening. What time will you pick me up?
What? Well, honey, I'm afraid I can't make it tonight.
Mr. Jackson?
Yeah, 7:45. And I gotta be on time.
Of course. Would he mind if you brought your secretary along?
Now, what's the idea, Hilda? You know I haven't got one.
Oh, but you have, darling. An amanuensis from now on. Who's going to keep an eye on her man?
Well, Pete?
Don't say it, Hilda. I couldn't stand it.
Are you sure Mr. Jackson said 1052 West 52nd Street?
Yes.
It wasn't West 57th Street?
No. I repeated the address to him. This is the place.
But there's no building here. Just a hole in the ground.
I don't get it. Why should anybody ask me... Wait a minute.
Why?
They're excavating here. That hole in the ground is where they're going to put a foundation of a building.
So? Anybody can see that.
All right. Now, suppose Steve Jackson is the guy... You know, the builder.
He'd have an office, Pete.
I'm going to find out. Come on.
Darling, can't we forget the whole thing?
There's a pool room on the second floor of this building next to the light.
Pete, I'd rather have dinner and go to the movies.
We'll go upstairs and we'll ask about Steve Jackson. Somebody ought to know him.
I'm not going.
What are you afraid of?
Trouble. And I think the sooner we get away...
Hey, you're blocking the doorway.
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. We didn't see you.
I walk like a cat. Now, if you don't mind, I'll just go inside. Duke Masters.
What?
Pete, is he talking to you?
Gee, Duke, I didn't recognize you in this bad light. We wasn't expecting to see you for 6 months.
Now, look,
when did they let you out?
I'm Peter Woods, and I'm looking for Steve Jackson.
A new moniker, eh? Culture, too. Why, you're even talking like Park Avenue. Okay, maybe it's a good idea. We can all start from scratch. I'll change mine from Marty Green
Pete,
to...
Pete, shall we go now?
Wait a minute, sister. What's the rush?
Marty. Sister's name happens to be Hilda Ryan.
I'm tickled. Hey, Duke, what are you going to say to Trixie about this doll?
Trixie?
Yeah, she's still... Hey, what goes here?
Just a couple of the wrong people. Come on, Hilda.
Did you know I was working all night in that dump upstairs, or did you come here by accident?
Marty, now it's you who's blocking the doorway.
We ain't taking no double cross, Duke. We've been having hard times for the last year and a half.
Oh, that's too bad. What do you want me to do about it?
Okay, so you took the rap for all of us. Me, Flip Morgan, and the rest of them out. You got 2 to 5 years in Leavenworth, and we didn't. But you got caught, and we didn't.
Now, listen, Marty.
No, you listen. You got 200 grand soaked away someplace that's going to be split. You ain't setting yourself up as no millionaire on our dough.
Marty, when was the last time you were pushed through a wall?
Yeah. Okay, pal. But I'm telling Flip Morgan and Trixie I seen you.
Yeah, I do that little thing.
And, brother, if you got any real ideas about spending that dough yourself, you're going to give a big chunk of it to some undertaker.
Stop flipping that coin. You're driving me crazy.
Well, what are you so nervous about, Trixie?
I'm not nervous.
All right.
Will you stop it?
Sure. You want me to go home to my mother?
Don't be a dope. It's just that I'm...
Oh, yeah, sure, I know. You'd like to see something green for a change.
Flip.
Well, it's my sickness, too. Duke, the wise guy. He don't trust nobody. 200 grand stacked away, and we got a scratch till he gets out of stir.
I'm afraid of what's going to happen when he gets out.
Well, what's that?
He's got only 6 months to go, and leave it to Duke. He's behaving. Won't be 2 to 5 for him. He'll get the diploma at the end of 2.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I can't help it if I'm scared, Flip.
Ah, he's not going to do anything to you.
I promised I'd wait for him.
So what? You changed your mind.
He'll kill me.
You're crazy.
I know what I'm talking about. When Duke finds out, somebody hasn't tipped him off already.
Relax. Duke's a dying duck.
Huh?
Only he don't know it yet. Nobody's going to tell him.
What do you mean?
You learned how to do arithmetic, didn't you?
Flip.
Uh-huh. The more numbers you got to divide by, the less everybody gets.
You're going
to
kill him.
First, he brings the dough out of hiding. I got a brain that gives me 24-hour service.
But, Flip, suppose...
What for? The day Duke steps out of Leavenworth, he's going to have an escort with him all the way to New York. And by the time we swing up Broadway, he's going to be all talked out. And then we bury him. I'll get it, Trixie. Yep.
Hello, Flip?
Yep.
This is Marty. The Duke's out.
What?
Yeah, Duke Masters. I seen him.
Hey, now listen, Marty, if this is a gag...
I tell you, I seen him with my own eyes. I talked to him. And you should hear him, Flip. Like he went to college instead of Leavenworth.
Just a minute. Trixie.
Yeah?
Marty just saw the Duke in town.
What?
Yeah, what a break. 6 months ahead of time.
What are we going to do?
Same thing. All right, Marty. What else?
We're getting a double cross.
Hey?
Dude, the Duke says he ain't the Duke. He says he's a guy by the name of Peter Woods.
Go on.
And he's got some fancy dame with him, Hilda Ryan. A real cookie.
Peter Woods and Hilda Ryan, hey? Where are they now?
In the Bijou Club on 49th Street. Spending our dough.
Okay, Marty. Keep an eye on them.
But I gotta go to work.
Keep an eye on them and your working days will be over.
I didn't expect it, Flip. I never figured on time off for good behavior.
Give me the phone book, Trixie.
What are we going to do?
The phone book, baby. I want to take a look at the odds. I've got an idea they're going to favor a quick killing.
I can't help it, Pete. I've got to say I told you so.
Yeah.
Going haywire because somebody picked your name out of the phone book and offered you $5,000. Couldn't you smell a plot?
Can I help it if I look like Duke Masters?
You're a lawyer. You're supposed to be smart.
Hilda, you see any gangsters around?
And that name, Steve Jackson.
Yeah, it sure sounds like a phony.
And now... Oh, well, I'm going to the powder room.
All right.
And then you're going to take me to the movies.
All right.
I'll be back in a minute. I missed you, Duke.
Huh?
Why didn't you let me know you were coming home?
Now, listen, Miss, whatever your name is, I want you and your gang to get one thing straight. I'm not Duke Masters.
So I heard. Is it on account of that girl?
No, I'm warning you. If you don't leave me alone...
What'll you do? Scream?
Huh?
Yeah. It shoots.
The restaurant's full of people.
There's nothing safer than a crowd. You ought to know that, Duke.
Yeah.
When you and the boys stuck up that mail truck, there was a big crowd all around. Didn't keep you from getting the money, did it?
Oh, now listen. You got me all wrong.
It won't keep me from pulling the trigger.
I've got my identification card. Look, if you give me until tomorrow... I'll get you my birth certificate.
Why the double cross, Duke?
What's the use?
Is it because you heard some stories about me and Flip Morgan?
I never even heard it.
They're not true. I said I'd wait for you, and I've been waiting. I don't care what anybody's been telling you. I've been on the level with you.
Sure, I believe everything you say.
Oh, Duke. Duke.
But let's keep it strictly impersonal.
Okay, I can wait until we're alone. Listen, Duke. I got an idea. That 200 grand... If you don't want to split it with the gang...
Why, Trixie. By the way, that's your name, isn't it?
You'd rather be a clown, huh? Maybe we better go now.
Where to?
Your apartment. The one I never saw.
Are you serious?
You don't hear me laughing, do you?
But I can't leave now. Hilda wouldn't understand.
Duke, did you ever see such a cute little gun?
A few minutes ago.
It disappears in the palm of my hand, see?
Trixie.
Are you ready?
No, and I'm not willing either.
I'll overlook it, Duke. As long as you're able.
All right, Duke, stop fumbling and open the door.
I can't help it, Trixie. I'm thinking of Hilda. When she finds me,
gone. The door, sweetheart.
Careful how you poke that gun in my back.
Get in there, Duke.
All right. You don't have to be so impatient. Hey, what's happened to my apartment?
We gave it a thorough cleaning, pal.
Huh? Who are you?
Come in, Duke. Come in and stop kidding.
Now, look. You've made a mistake. Give me a chance, will you?
Yeah. Did you have to coax him much, Trixie?
A little. He was pretty unreasonable, Flip.
Oh, it's too bad. What's the matter, Duke? Don't you want to meet your old friends again?
I never saw you before in my life. I've never been to prison, and I've never been in any holdup.
His memory's still bad, Trixie.
It's awful.
We might have to give him a treatment, huh? Remember the boys, Duke?
Good grief. What can I do to make you understand?
That's Tom, and that's Knuckles, and that's the Bruiser. Yeah. They're all waiting to put their hands on you.
I'm not Duke Masters.
Yeah, sure, I know. You're Peter Woods. You're even listed in the phone book. Nice going, Duke. You took this apartment and hid the dough, then you took the rap, but not for us. Now, where is it?
I give up.
$200,000. It's in one of these rooms. Now, you go and make an X on the spot.
You've searched, haven't you? You didn't find any money.
Well, maybe we're not as smart as you are.
You pull the place apart.
You're next, pal.
What can I do? Just because I happen to look like some guy who's double-crossing...
I'll give you a break. Tell us where you stacked the dough and we'll cut you in. We'll let bygones be bygones.
You can't let something be that never existed.
Oh, you become a philosopher, too, huh? You do great things at Leavenworth these days. Sit down, Duke.
What for?
We're going to give you something to think about. Come on, Trixie. The boys want to be left alone.
Listen, Flip, don't you think...
There's nothing to worry about, sweetheart. They're going to see how many times they can bounce the punching bag off the wall. Before the egg is out of it.
Don't move, honey.
Don't move, she says. As if I could.
Oh, if I could only get my hands on the men who did this to you.
It's no use, Hilda. I'll have to leave town.
Oh, Pete, how could they have beaten you up like this? Your face.
Sorry about that, lady.
Huh?
I'm not Duke Masters.
No, Mr. Woods. I am.
You? Why,
yeah,
you...
Yeah, I know how you feel. It's tough. You got born with the wrong face.
But it's not only the face. It's...
You're not human, Duke.
Okay. Maybe you'll change your mind when I pay you off.
What? You mean you're going to... After all you've done to me already?
I promised you $5,000, didn't I?
What? Hilda!
I know, Pete. That's Steve Jackson.
Yeah. I hope you'll excuse the masquerade. It had to be done that way.
Are you trying to make us understand?
I don't want you to consider me a bad guy, lady. When I got expelled from Leavenworth last week, I never thought my luck was going to change, but it did.
So did mine.
A couple of days ago, I spotted Marty Green going into a pool room on West 52nd Street. I found out he works there. It was always a second story, Mark.
You ought to know your friends, Duke.
Yeah, I know them. Well, yesterday was my big day. I was walking along Madison Avenue when who should I see coming out of an office building? You, Pete. So I followed you all day, my head spinning with ideas.
Too bad it didn't spin
right
off.
Shut up, lady, and let me talk to my lawyer.
I'm not your lawyer, Duke.
Don't kid yourself. You're either my lawyer or you're going to be my corpse.
Well, that doesn't give me much choice, does it?
Doesn't give you any. Would you like to know how I got your name?
I'm sure you're going to tell me.
The doorman of this house gave it to me. I walked in and he says, "Good afternoon, Mr. Woods." What was I going to do?
Well,
I did it. I went right to a phone book and looked up Mr. Woods at this address until I found one with a Peter in front. That was you, pal.
Duke, you're almost as smart as the devil.
Smarter, Cookie. I get what I go after.
But what do you want? You got $200,000.
No, Pete.
What?
I had it. Sold it away in a little cabana I own at the beach. My own private get-away-from-it-all place. Nobody knew, not even Trixie.
Were you planning to keep it all for yourself?
I wasn't telling them where to find it, not until I got out of stir. I was taking no chances. Not much I wasn't.
What do you mean?
A couple of months ago, Trixie wrote me about tough times. What was I going to do, let her go hungry? So I told her to take a few grand and keep a trap shut about the rest, but she took the pile. And she never wrote again.
Naturally. She's been too busy flipping with Morgan.
She's double-crossing him, too.
All right. You don't have to get mad at me.
I wasn't sure of it until tonight. Flip Morgan hasn't seen a dime of that $200,000.
How do you know?
Take a look at your face in the mirror.
Oh, you mean...
You get the idea.
I see. Well, Duke, as your lawyer, my advice to you is to go to...
Pete.
No, look, Duke, I was only kidding.
Get him up, lady. He's got a lot of work to do.
Not for you, he hasn't. You go and get yourself beaten up for a change.
We gonna have an argument?
There's no shortage of guns, is there?
We're going over to Trixie's apartment. She lives in a rooming house on West 49th Street.
What are we going to do there?
Not we, Cookie, him. He's going to persuade Trixie to part with 200 grand.
Oh, no. I've had enough of that woman to last me for a lifetime.
Oh, now, Pete, don't irritate me. You'll lose a good client.
You don't say. That ought to kill me for sure.
Yeah, for sure. All right, here's the key, Pete.
Don't we knock first?
Oh, you'll never get to first base with Trixie being formal.
But suppose
that's
she's...
That's her tough luck. Go ahead.
All right. But tell that gun to be gentleman with his spine. I gotta live with it.
Duke, why don't you go in there? You're not afraid of Trixie, are you?
Not if she's alone, chicken.
Oh, so Pete's going to find out.
Back in Leavenworth, we used to call that strategy.
Pete?
It's no use, Hilda. Well, here I come again, fellas. Trixie!
Pete! Duke, we
put
can't
on
let
your
him...
old brass knuckles with the corkscrew buckles, and then we'll have a little... Holy smoke. Duke! Hilda!
What's the matter, Pete?
Flip Morgan.
Is he dead?
Nobody could look like that and be alive. He was shot. Say, Duke, did you know about this? What do you... Well, hey, don't lock us in here! You... Well, what do you know? He did. I'm sorry, Hilda. I can't get it up.
Oh, dear. Of all the windows to be stuck, it has to be the fire escape window. What are we going to do?
I don't know. Those guys knock me senseless.
But I do. We can stick our heads out of the other window and yell.
Honey, have you gone berserk?
We've got to get out of here.
Sure, but don't call for help. There's a dead body in this room. How are we going to explain it?
There's no law against telling the truth, Pete.
Who's going to believe us?
Pete.
Shh. There may be Duke coming back.
What are you going to do with that chair?
Come on, quick. Behind that door.
Hey, you two.
Trixie.
Put on that chair, Duke. No, while you're still behind the door.
Okay, you can close it now. But how did you know we were...
Look over there.
Oh. I guess there's nothing like a well-placed mirror, is it?
But, Pete, darling, there certainly is.
What? Hilda, what are you talking about?
A well-placed bullet. Have you forgotten? You know, in that corner.
Flip.
Never again, Trixie. Flip has flopped.
You killed him, Duke. You and the dame.
No, wait a minute.
Let her rave, Pete.
You sent me a phony telegram to get me out of here. Said you had something to talk to me about. I thought you wanted to make up.
How did you get around Flip?
He didn't see the wire. I read it in the hall. I told him I had... Hey, since when do I have to answer your questions?
Where's the telegram, Trixie?
I threw it away. I wasn't going to keep any messages from you to me.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was on the level, Duke. I was ready to go back to you anytime you wanted me. But you don't want me. You killed Flip and you were waiting behind that door to brain me with a chair.
We thought you were Duke. He was here.
Sure. You're still Peter Woods. You'll kill us one at a time and then you've got 200 grand and no partners. Well, it's not working, Duke. Not this trip.
Duke says you have the money. Did you hear what I said?
I'm not even listening.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm calling the cops. You're through, Duke.
All right. Call them. Let's sit down, Hilda.
I don't mind. It'll be a pleasure to see a blue uniform.
No, never mind, operator.
What's the matter, Trixie? Cold feet?
Duke, how was Flip Morgan killed?
He was shot. Right through the heart.
You know, Trixie. Don't you, dear?
And you were gonna let me... You didn't even try to... Hey, I'm getting out of here.
Oh, wait a minute, Trixie.
No.
I guess she means no, Pete.
Yes. Well, let's call the police. They always like to be told when the murder has been committed.
Money ball inside pocket.
Marty.
Hiya, Trixie. I hear they gave Duke a facial. Did he come through?
I've got to talk to you, Marty. Let's go someplace.
Sure. How about the office here? It's built solid.
All right.
Hey, how come you're here alone? Where's Flip?
In my apartment.
The Duke, too?
No.
Who figured Duke would turn out to be a rat? The most honest guy in the mob. The guy that took the rap for all of us.
He's dead, Marty.
What's that? Who's dead?
Flip.
Oh, you're kidding, Trixie.
Then go see for yourself.
Slips in my apartment with a bullet in his chest.
So that's how Duke's going to hold on to that.
He would have killed me, too, but I wasn't there. Listen, Marty, we made a big mistake tonight. That man we thought was Duke Masters...
What do you mean, thought?
He isn't.
What? Now, don't tell me, Trixie. I seen him with my own eyes.
You saw, I saw, but we were wrong. Duke's around somewhere watching us.
Well, what's the deal, Trixie?
The what?
Deal, the deal. You got any special reason for wanting us to think double?
Marty, don't be a dope. I'm telling you, we haven't seen Duke yet. Flip saw him and he's dead. Would I tip you off if I was working with Duke?
Yeah, you wouldn't, would you? But what makes you so sure about the other guy?
When I came back to my apartment, he was there with his girlfriend. Then I saw Flip and I started to call the cops. Marty, he told me to go ahead. He didn't try to stop me.
Hi.
Duke.
Yeah. What's the matter, Trixie? Aren't you glad to see me?
Yes, sure, Duke.
Well, you might show it. Take a walk, Marty.
Anything you say, Duke. It's good to see you again.
Don't go too far.
I'll be here all night, Duke. That's the kind of a job I got.
And don't send for any help. The boys are all downtown being questioned by the police about Flip Morgan.
But, Duke, I wasn't going to do nothing like that.
Yeah. It's amazing what protection a nickel will get you. Go on, beat it. Well, Trixie.
Duke, what are you going to do?
Oh, no, don't rush me, Cookie. I got a lot of looking to do first. Yeah. You're still a knockout.
Oh, Duke. I've been waiting for you.
Uh-huh.
You don't know what it was like, not knowing whether you'd be locked up for 2 years or 5 years. There were nights I couldn't sleep.
I'll bet.
I never dreamed you'd be out in a year and a half. Oh, Duke, darling. Hold me close.
Like this?
Closer. I want you to hurt me.
Is that how Flip used to do it?
Flip, what's the idea, Duke?
You tell me. I'm the guy who wants to know.
You're crazy, stir crazy. Like every man who goes to prison, all you can see is a woman cheating, lying, dancing around with other men.
Oh, I said nothing about other men, chicken. I only named one.
Well, suppose I did let him buy me a few meals. Did you leave me any money to live on? Didn't even answer my letter a couple of months ago.
Didn't I?
I begged you to let me know where you'd hidden the 200 grand. I promised I wouldn't take any more than I needed. Why didn't you answer my letter?
That cabana at the beach, Trixie. Nice place, huh?
Cabana? What are you talking about?
You must have thought it was beautiful when you found the dough there.
Duke!
I answered your letter, baby. I told you where to look. I told you what to do. But you had ideas of your own. Finders keepers. Why do a split when you can dance on a dime?
Duke, I didn't know. You never told me about a cabana.
I took the rap and kept my mouth shut. But you were going to close it for good. You knew what the mob would do if I didn't come up with the dough. So you waited and played dumb. I didn't have long to live, did I?
Duke, listen to me.
I get knocked off for being a double crosser, and you inherit 200 grand, free and clear. Nobody knows. Okay, Trixie, I know. Now, where's the dough?
I never saw it. I never got your letter.
I'm not asking for comedy lines, Trixie.
But I tell you, Hey, what are you trying to do? How do I know you wrote a letter? Because you say so? Well, I say I never got one.
Okay. Okay, from now on, the proceedings will settle down to a nice, quiet, round-table discussion. Let me see your palm, Trixie.
What for?
I want to read it. I want to find out if you have a future.
Okay, buddy, you take table six. Table six, ready?
Hello, Marty. Remember us?
Huh? Sure. Gee, Mr. Woods, I'm sorry we topped you for skull and bones, but you know, an honest mistake.
That's quite all right now, Marty. As long as Pete can be himself again.
We ain't going to bother him no more, lady. What brings you here? Want to shoot some pool?
We're looking for Trixie.
Oh, you're out of luck.
Isn't she here?
I left her and the Duke in the office about an hour ago. You know, long time no see.
Are they still in there?
What do you think?
Come on, Hilda.
Hey, wait a minute. You'd better leave him alone, Mr. Woods. The Duke gets awful mad.
He won't hit me, Marty. It'd be almost like hitting himself.
Now, take my advice and be smart. Now, don't... I'll try to stop him, Duke, but...
Save your breath, Marty. You're talking into a vacuum.
Pete.
Yeah. Strangled with a piece of cord.
Holy smoke.
Close that door, Marty.
Sure, sure. We don't want no riot.
Marty, you said the Duke was in here, too.
Well, I didn't see him go out.
If he had gone out, would you have seen him?
Well, sure. I was out front all the time, near the door, where the counter is.
Well, then, how did he get out of here?
How? That's an open window, ain't it? Wide open.
You mean Duke jumped out of there?
Well, he didn't have to jump, lady. This is the second floor. He could have dropped down. It's only about 12 feet.
Is it?
No, I can drop down from that window myself.
You work here nights, don't you?
Yeah. So what?
Take a look out that window. Something's been happening next door.
Next door? There's an open lot.
There was, Marty. Now there's a great big hole in it, about 30 feet.
What?
For the foundation of a new building.
30 feet?
Mm-hmm. Steam shovels work during the day. You see Duke's body down there?
Oh, I didn't see nothing. It's too dark.
If Duke went out that window, he should still be down there. Want to take a trip?
Not with you, mister.
Pete!
Don't be alarmed, Hilda. I've been facing guns all night. How's it feel to be rich, Marty?
Great. And I'm going to stay rich, see? That 200 grand is mine. I worked for it.
One holdup and two murders.
So what? Duke's going to take the rap. It's no secret he used to be nuts about Trixie. It's no secret she was double-crossing him with Flip.
Marty, how'd you get the money?
I watched the mails at Trixie's house. I don't trust nobody.
You watched the mails?
For almost a year and a half. Trixie lived in a rooming house. The mail used to be left on the table in the front hall.
And then, one day, a couple of months ago...
Yeah, the payoff. A letter that told where Duke hid the dough. And it said, don't tell the mob. I was in.
You're smart, Marty.
Yeah, but who are you going to tell it to?
Marty, hasn't anybody told you that shooting makes a lot of noise?
I got that figured out, too. Turn on that radio, pal, loud.
Oh, hey, different now, Marty. You just learned one thing. Never take your eyes off a moving target. Drop that gun. Drop it, or I'll twist your arm out of shape. Now, you weasel.
Why, Pete, you knocked him out. With one punch.
Let me catch my breath. Phew. You're a bright girl, Hilda. You took an awful chance screaming that way.
I had to, darling. It was now or never. And I figured if it had to be never, why not now?
Oh, no, don't faint now. Hilda, I need you. Hilda! Hilda.
And so closes tonight's Crime Club story, Death Never Doubles. Stedman Coles wrote the radio script. Roger Bauer produced and directed. Tonight's cast included Chet Stratton as Peter Woods, Larry Haynes as Duke Masters, Julie Stevens was Trixie, Arthur Vinton played Flip Morgan, Phil Kramer was Marty, and Charlotte Lawrence was heard as Hilda Ryan. Oh, I beg your pardon. Hello, I hope I haven't kept you waiting. Yes, this is the Crime Club. I am the librarian. Yes, come over a week from tonight. Good. We have the very unusual story of a flight into fancy that took off from murder. It's called Death at 7:10 by H.F.S. Moore. In the meantime? Well, in the meantime, there's a new Crime Club book available this week and every week at bookstores everywhere. Yes, it's available now. Fine. And we'll look for you next week.
This program came from New York. This is the world's largest network, the Mutual Broadcasting System.